been accused of having useless beauty before. Elvis Costello, 8:04 the time. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you with us. An absolutely beautiful morning today. Post-rain beautiful morning, as we do each and every Friday morning during this hour. We welcome the president and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, in with us. A very good morning, Aaron. How are
good
you?
Good morning. I saw a rainbow coming into the studio today.
It's my life. My life is rainbows, man. I'm telling you. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, you didn't see it actually come into the studio. You saw it as you were coming into the studio.
Yes.
See,
yes. It looked like the rainbow had its, you know, pot of gold right where the studio is.
Oh, that's a great cover. That's a great cover, Aaron. Look at that. She, you know, it was a bad throw to first base and she covers it. That's wonderful. All right. So how are you? How are you doing? Good?
Doing great. Doing great. Yes. Right.
Now we were supposed to have a ribbon cutting today with Jedediah Coffee. They did the right thing, though, and we brought them in this morning. We got Steve and Embry in with us this morning from Jedediah Coffee. How are both of you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Oh, I like that. Embry, I'm going to have you scoot just a little closer to the microphone. All right. Thank you very much. How's life treating you? I see you have a brand new, very cool sweatshirt on. What's happening there?
I love it. Yeah, we just got in some new merchandise, our first ever wearable merchandise, sweatshirts, hoodies and sweatshirts, Keep Laguna Caffeinated.
That is so cool.
With a brand new design on the back. So we're excited to roll that out in the next few days for fans and customers.
Yeah, I definitely am going to have to get one of those.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to find them online. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Don't let the side noise distract you at all. I swear.
Perfect.
As long as you're talking into the mic, we're all good.
Yeah.
So we're fine here. So, Aaron, what's happening with you?
Well, we're just so glad that we're actually in February. How did that happen?
Yeah,
Please sign up for the Valentine's Day window decorating contest. This is the last day to sign up for that. And then we get to start voting on all the fun windows.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. So. All right. So today's the last day. They have until 5 p.m. today. Is that the deal?
I believe that is the deal.
All right. Very cool.
Yes, it is.
Very cool. All right. So, Steve Embry, I want to get right down to the meat of this matter. Tell us about coffee. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't get me started again, Ed.
We like to make it.
This will be an hour and a half segment.
So we were going to do the ribbon cutting today, but because of the weather conditions, and it was going to be an outdoor ribbon cutting, we've decided to postpone it until February 15th.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I get it. We were talking off air about getting a place ready to move in. How's that going?
Don't trigger me. No, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it's definitely, we've learned a lot, right? It's been a challenge, but one that we've welcomed. So it's just little pivots every day, right? Overcoming little challenges and getting pretty close. So, I mean, this is definitely, it's been a passion project for us.
Right.
And so we're pretty involved. So emotionally, how has it been? It's been a roller coaster up and down. We're kind of, you know, amateur GC project managers now, which has been great. Right?
It is.
I mean, we're really pouring our blood, sweat, and tears into it. So,
right.
It's coming along. It's made great progress.
You learn so much when you open up a spot, a brick and mortar spot.
Yeah,
you
learn
so much.
If you need me to come back and do electrical or, you know, plumbing, I'm happy to do that for you.
I've got it covered. I've got it covered, man. Thank you.
I learned more than I think I needed to learn, but I learned it, you know. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Yeah. And we're expecting to be able to be served our first cup of coffee when?
Yeah. I mean, we're getting, hopefully next week we'll kind of dial everything in and we'll be ready for the week of the 15th, which is our ribbon cutting.
Right.
And we plan on opening that week.
Right.
So we already kind of had our first inspection with the health department.
Okay.
And she gave me a lot of great tips, and we have that final for the beginning of that week, the week of the, whatever the first day is, I don't know, the 12th, the 13th.
Yeah.
Your first cup of coffee served out of there.
Right.
Hopefully that week.
Okay. Well, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's Valentine week for those of you that don't know, and that's a very special day. How are you guys going to celebrate Valentine Day? By arguing over something at the
I think we'll be at least celebrating, you know, having a big party with our community the next day, and maybe taking a big breath of relief of being done with the build out, and it's looking great over there. We are few days, maybe a week behind, which is why we ended up pushing and the weather. And we wanted it to be nice and done and ready to party with everybody. And so I think by Valentine's for sure.
Yeah. I think we'll still enter the window contest.
Yeah, you should. You really should.
So maybe we'll be out there painting the windows.
We'll add it to the list of projects.
It's funny you mention lists. Do you guys actually like keep a checklist of, okay, I've got this done. Is there a checklist somewhere that we need that we can look
at? I have a mental checklist. No, I mean, we've learned a lot about our personalities and our styles over the last couple of years working together. And we're not like the typical like checklist, but you have to, right, to be successful.
Right.
Like learn how to. I'm watching all the videos, you know, how the successful, you know, business people take checklists, but then they translate it into their calendar. I think that's a big thing for me.
It's yeah.
Like, whether it's mental or it's on paper,
right?
If I don't put it on the calendar, man, like I will forget.
You're welcome to the club. Welcome to the club, man.
If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Exactly. I woke up this morning. Oh, no chamber chat. Oh, there's a chamber chat this morning. No, so tell our listeners the location, the exact location, and how we're going to be able to find you.
397 North Coast Highway. Right. So right, basically, if you live in town, it's right above Rock Pile Beach.
Okay.
Right across from Laguna Pottery. Earth is a great landmark that I use to tell people, like, they, you know, people know Earth in the long line.
Right.
So I say one block north on the beach side, you know. You won't be able to miss it because we will have signage and it's set back off the street, you know,
right.
And we'll have umbrellas and hopefully a lot of people are sitting outside a lot. So,
It's right at Heisler Park. Like,
right,
the kind
Park,
of the
yeah.
main spot yeah. most people will pull in to go to Heisler.
Right.
Which was really the selling point for us is that it's such a walkable spot and...
Yeah.
Lots of great seating, so.
Right.
And we may have said this last time, but we picked that spot just because it's really nestled in like that residential area, right? Anyone that lives up there on Jasmine or any of those streets are walking down, you know, they're walking their dogs or walking, you know, having coffee.
Right.
So we picked that spot really for the local residents.
Right.
And then we have all, you know, everything that's surrounding all that vacation rental.
Yeah.
And it's still kind of in the downtown zone because we love taking care of the visitors,
right?
Who support our businesses in town. So we really get to, you know, serve that part of their community as well.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. And how often do people come up and go, when is this going to open?
Oh, man.
Every day.
Every day.
50 times
probably
a day.
Like 30, 40 times a day.
Right.
Like I was telling you earlier, like one thing I've heard myself being in there working, but then even like some of the subs that we have in there working, and like I'll come back and they'll say, hey, like 10, 15 people will pop their head and like say, hey, you know, let me see the progress. When's this thing going to open? So,
right.
And then just walking around town, like, you know, sometimes it drives me a little nuts, but it's exciting that people are excited and they ask, you know, oh, well, are you open? When are you opening? You know,
right.
And sometimes the same people, you know, the same week.
Yeah, right. Same guy.
Which I love it. I love that people are excited
and
you know, anticipating it. So it's encouraging.
Right.
And it's like a joke, but not. Like, speaking of Valentine's and Steve and I trying to, you know, have dates and connect in that way, like, sometimes it'll be like, can we go somewhere, like, can we go to Dana Point or Irvine? Because if we're at Heisler especially, we see all those people like, what's the deal? And it's like, okay, I guess we're in coffee zone again, you know, no more date, right?
The date's over.
But it's fun. It keeps us encouraged and inspired and to walk around and get those questions because we know people are just excited and ready and like, what can I do? And when are you painting? Like, when can I show up?
Yeah, we've had friends come help us, you know, with little things like painting and, you know, just little kind of handyman stuff that like I can do myself. I've had like neighbors and friends in town like come help us, which has been really cool.
Right.
And yeah, it's definitely like community driven, you know?
Yeah.
Right. You guys are all about community. Everywhere that we're doing something, you're there making coffee. You were just at the George Dubin book signing. There's not a better cup of coffee on earth than the ones than your coffee.
Appreciate that.
Well, it's true, and you're so community minded. I don't want to put you on the spot, but Visit Laguna's having people write love letters to Laguna Beach.
I saw that. I love that.
And I think that's a fantastic idea.
Cute.
If you were to write a love letter, or at least outline a love letter to the community, what would be some of the first things that you would talk about?
See,
I didn't mean to put you on the spot or anything, but
I mean, I feel a lot of we do it. It's generally so genuine, our heart for the community. And like even thinking of we have a gal helping us with marketing and social after all these years.
Right.
But like even even in doing our, you know, branding and market, it's like, it's just really, I feel like, especially the years I've done it, and then we've wanted her to continue to relay, like, right. just that genuine, like, love letter to Laguna. Like, that is kind of our branding generally. It's right. like, we love being here. We love the people that love Laguna and that live in Laguna and right. that visit, like Steve said. Like, it's,
It certainly shows in your activity with Laguna. Mm-hmm. So whenever, for instance, there is something yeah. going on, yeah. like the book signing or whatever is going on, you guys are there and you guys are genuinely community here. So I love that.
Yeah, it's definitely that small town. Like we talked and joked about, like we run into people everywhere, but that is what there is to love about it too. Like it's, you know, because it is small and you do run into, you know, and our kids go to school here. And so we're doing stuff at all the schools and we love that, you know, just it's like a big family, right. you know, so.
I would say, you know, thank you for having us. I think that's one of the things I say a lot. Like, you know, when I bring coffee, you know, even to George Dubin, I'm like, thanks for thanking us, thinking of us. Thanks for having us. We love the, you know, this Isla Larson, like, spirit, this, you know, this welcoming, right?
Right.
Like, I love Michael greeting.
Michael's
like,
my favorite guy on the planet, I swear. I love
that's
Michael.
What's unique about Laguna is, one, we all know each other. We're all involved. And we see each other at Whole Foods or wherever it's at.
Right.
You know, like the beach, or wherever. So we see each other at Little Leagues, you know, sports events. But even just from, you know, people coming in town, we've had this legacy of being super welcoming, and I love that
as,
sort of like
as a town,
you know, that spirit of just, hey, like, thanks for, you know, great to see you, like, welcome to Laguna.
Right.
Growing up in Orange County, like, you know, coming to Laguna as a kid, I didn't really get involved in a lot of the like social circles, right? Because I was just coming here to the beach with my friends. But then since we started having a business here and our kids were involved, like we learned so much more of the DNA and the fabric of Laguna, which is community, right? We like, we love, we fight, we do all those crazy things here in town.
And so,
but it's kind of like it's a little family. It's a small town that, you know, doesn't feel super small because it's so busy, right? There's so much traffic here. And, but it definitely does still have that small town intimacy. And I love that because you feel like you're a part of something, you know?
Oh, you're good. That's
speaking
good.
Speaking of community, I understand that you are a Girl Scout leader.
Yes.
Really? Really now?
And it is Girl Scout cookie time.
Oh, yes. God. Tell me, please, you've got a trunk full of cookies now.
I know. They're not in my trunk. But, I mean, we already have, like, a date set at the cafe to have my daughter's troop, our
awesome.
Troop to sell. And,
And what is that date? Do we know that date?
It has been the 10th, but I need to like make sure because that's before.
Right.
So we'll see if that's still going to, but we're for sure going to have them.
How
out
much
there.
Stuff do you want on your plate?
I
My
know.
God.
I just, sure. Let's be Girl Scout leaders, you know, like, you it's fun. But again, it's a little Laguna
yes.
troop and it's like second, third graders and it's just another fun little community thing.
They make it impossible to turn away from the Girl Scouts. And I swear,
I know,
you cannot
so cute,
not
right?
buy. They're so cute. And it's like, you know, you can't get away from me, kid. You bother me. You can't do that.
I know,
and for those that are on a diet, you can always donate the cookies to our local Marines down at Camp Pendleton.
Oh, you're good.
There's
That's
a donation.
Good,
So you just tell the girls instead of giving the cookies to you, here's my donation to the Camp Pendleton troops.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah. But you know what? I'm a little too greedy with the cookies, I swear. You know, I'm like,
and they do freeze well, so you can always stock up.
Oh.
And you only live once, so, you know, cookies.
Do we?
Cookies and coffee.
Yeah. Do we each have a favorite cookie? Is there a favorite Girl Scout cookie for each of us?
I like they're called Caramel Delights now, but they were called Samoas for a long time.
Right.
But they're like coconut, chocolate, caramel, and
That's my, either that or the Do-Si-Dos. I'm a Do-Si-Do
fan. I'm a peanut butter fan too, so I love those tagalongs.
See, there's new names now, so I'm like, I don't even know what some of those are, but there's,
just the mention of Girl Scout cookies and we're on
we're
a different matter entirely.
Right
there we go, man. Will we have food at Jedediah Coffee? Will there be muffins? Will there be croissants? Will there be things like that?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, we plan on having, you know, bakery items like that, like croissants, scones, muffins, danishes, ham and cheese croissant, you know, things like that, spinach.
Ooh, I love a ham and cheese croissant.
Yeah, so we plan on that. We don't have a kitchen there, but as we go, we'll kind of, you know, look to incorporate more things.
Right.
But starting off definitely with, you know, bakery. So
pastries.
Pastries,
we've used, like, champagne. Bakery. They're out of like San Clemente, Laguna Hills, and then there's some other small businesses that like Bell Bottom Bakery. She does like the gluten-free vegan, so we'll have some of that.
We'll have the cookies from
And Boonie's Bakery with like the little cute cookies that say stuff on it.
Right. All
that,
okay. You know, I love those.
So definitely, cookies. Yeah. So we've gotten to get to know some of those businesses and already do some stuff with them, and so we have some of that lined up. And then, like Steve says, as we, you know, add to what we can do, we'll
be able to add in breakfast burritos and things that we can bring in, you know, and serve and heat up for people. So,
And as you envision, let me just take you to a place right now. As you envision, let's say the beginning of summer and people are driving back in down Coast Highway from work and it's kind of the evening, but it's still a little light out, a little dusky, let's say. Mm-hmm. What are we envisioning providing them? Yeah. Okay. What are we talking about as far as our hours go? And providing evening coffees or lattes, or what do we drink in the evening, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, iced coffees for sure. Okay. You know, iced teas, things like that. Right. Kombucha, we'll have cold brew on tap, like nitro cold brew. Our team definitely wants us to stay open later, right? Because like you said, I mean, Laguna, one thing I noticed you popping up the Marine Room when we did that, I mentioned that earlier, was the town, in terms of like people coming into town, it kind of gains momentum throughout the day, right? Like around 9:30, 10, it starts to kind of pick up. And by, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, especially there at Heisler Park, like it's jamming. So there's people everywhere.
Right.
We want to be able to serve that community, right? Or locals that are walking Heisler for sunset.
And like students.
So we plan on staying open later.
Okay.
Plus, we want to do like local, like community type stuff in the evenings. Like, I think we're planning with the high school, like a poetry event with the Laguna Beach High School students. In February. And so we want to be able to have, we've been partnering with a local high school band, Politic.
Right.
So we want to have them come play in the evenings.
We've got them on the schedule here, man. Yeah, shout out to Politic. Awesome. They're a great band.
So we definitely want to utilize the space in the evening, right? Because especially as young married couple with kids, like we wanted a place to go that was just kind of mellow, that we didn't have to commit, you know, an hour or two sit down dinner. But like, so we envision that, you know, acoustics, stuff, live music. Yeah. We want to utilize the patio really well.
Right.
So initially I was thinking kind of like sunrise or sunset, but we'll see how that goes.
For sure by summer. That's our goal is by summer to be like at least 6 to 6, and then even some longer evenings.
Friday, Saturday nights, stay open later. Yeah.
Right.
And then the summer, our plan is to like slowly do nights, like maybe more like event type nights until the summer, and then launch like nighttime hours. And so we have always wanted to have like a night vibe and a place for.
We have a couple of high school students that are on our team. Yeah. Our son's one
including
of them. He's
own.
A sophomore at the high school. And they're like, they want us to stay open later.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, then you got to be available, right?
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Exactly. You have to organize the poetry reading, damn it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I look forward to promoting all of your fun events in the Tuesday tip off.
Cannot wait. Yes. Cannot wait. All right. Yeah. So back to you guys in just a second. Aaron, what have you got going on here over the next several weeks?
Well, I just wanted to do a shout out because I want to thank you. We are having our Protect Your Trademark branding workshop on Tuesday morning, February 27th. And Jedediah Coffee is going to be bringing the coffee for all of our morning people coming to the workshop.
Yes.
So come and learn about branding, which you've just been going through, and how to protect your brand now that you've got it. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be Tuesday, February 27th.
I really love the Keep Laguna Caffeinated thing. Protect that. Yeah, immediately trademark that right there.
Definitely. Yeah. So that is going to be at LCAD. Once again, your ribbon cutting is now Thursday, February 15th. It's going to be from 4 to 7. And we're so excited to support you for that. This month, our meet and greet is going to be at Starfish on February 21st. It is a little bit earlier than normal. It's from 5 to 7 with a special happy hour menu from 5 to 6 at Starfish.
Ooh, I love Starfish.
Yay.
My God, there's nothing on that menu I don't love.
So good.
It's just say, it's aces. It's 100% every time.
We're really looking forward to our Patriots Day Parade again this year. If you are a chamber member, please let us know if you'd like to walk with us. We're excited to be part of the parade every year. And, of course, our State of the City Mayor's Luncheon is on April 2nd, presented by Empress Builders. So go ahead and buy your tickets now. We're selling our tickets, and there's only limited capacity at the Montage. So that's definitely an event you don't want to miss. Golf. Oh, my goodness. Golf is going to be at Strawberry Farms this year. It's on Tuesday, May 14th. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a fun day out on the links.
Let me guess. Jedediah Coffee's there, too.
We're going to be at all the things.
Don't tempt me, Ed.
And then, of course, Pageant of the Masters is going to be on July 3rd.
All right. Fantastic. So thank you. Thank you, Aaron. We're busy. You're busy. Yes. And you can't forget to take a picture here or else Joelle's going to be screaming at me and then screaming at you and screaming at everybody.
Thank
All right.
you.
So before I let you guys go, the cup that you're holding is just so cool. Can we buy those?
Yes. All right. Yeah, all of our stuff is online.
All right.
And, of course, we'll be in the cafe as well when we get open there. But, yeah, it's all currently online. And then the new sweatshirts will be online this weekend, all too. Right. So, yeah.
So give us the address that we can buy that at. And
it's just JediahCoffee.com.
Okay.
And I think the first landing page is our shop page.
And then we'll have those in store as well.
All right. Like cool. We'll so I can shoplift. And we find you on social media as well?
Yes, just Jedi Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and I think we might have started a TikTok. Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to stay up with the cool kids.
Well, now you can't use any Universal music, though. You know, there's like, you can't use Taylor. So there's like a ton of artists that TikToks. Really? Yeah.
This is why we're getting help with social media. So
remember,
they can keep
everything
up with
you
that.
Tag the chamber in, we'll share for you. Right. So that's one of our membership benefits.
And just know that we're here. The radio station's here to support you any way you want, as many times as you want, whatever. I mean, this is your chair. These are your chairs to come in and sit.
So we can take these then.
You take the chairs. Take the pen. Take the chairs. All right. So Stephen Embry, Jedediah Coffee.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Aaron Slattery, Chamber. Thank you. And again, we look forward to February 15th, the ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
And that week at some point, our first cup of coffee. I'm thinking of actually putting together some road cones that'll just drive traffic that way.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just cut a lane off.
Just block off all the other turns.
What divert traffic right into the parking
lot. I think those big orange cones, I think I got a few in the truck.
I'm looking forward to see what you do for a Valentine window decorating contest.
Yes.
Pressure. We're headed there now.
Steve, Embry, Aaron, thank you very much, everybody, for being here. 8:27 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show on the all-new Voice of Laguna.